Hey, it's almost the weekend. Let's get excited. And what could be more exciting than another fact and fun-filled episode of Your Daily Lex? What kind of facts am I sharing on the show? What am I even talking about? If there's one endless theme of Your Daily Lexus, what am I even talking about? I don't know.
Your Daily Lex.
I think I am just at the cusp of testing the patience of some of the people who offered to help me while I work on my app, because I got a little bit more help from Casey List today. I got a little more help from Ben, and they've both been nothing but helpful. Well, that's not true. Casey's been things besides helpful. Casey's also been very sarcastic, but that's just Casey. But he's been delightful, as has Ben. And but Casey was saying, I need a side podcast, a parallel podcast to Your Daily Lex that's about my battles with Xcode. Because part of what I text them about different things. Casey, I mostly text my complaints about Xcode too. And I have heard developers complain about Xcode, the app you use to develop apps for Apple's ecosystem. And I thought, well, it can't be as bad as they're saying it is. Like, it just crashes sometimes. It's just not good. It's just not good. But it's also all you got. But anyway, Casey was saying I should have my own podcast for it. And I was like, And then the question is, what comes next? I said stress. Your daily stress. And it could also involve Xcode, which sounds like my name. Your daily Xcode. I'm not going to do any of those podcasts. If there's any podcast where I complain about Xcode or journey my chronicle my path to developing this app, it's this podcast right here. If there's one thing I don't need, it's more podcasts. Let's see. And I've gone through this before, but I do this one, Your Daily Lex. I occasionally do Friendly Competition. I'm overdue to do another one of those. I do Not Playing with Lex and Dan. I do The Rebound. I do Sorkin in it. I'm the scorekeeper for Dan on Inconceivable. And that's six by my count. So I don't know. I just don't think I need more podcasts right now. My pal Brian, with whom I do Sorkin in it, has commented to me that on occasion I yawn during the show, and that whenever I do, it makes him yawn. I was like, I yawn during the show? And he's like, yeah, you do sometimes. I'm like, I didn't even know. And I just noted that I was doing it now. I'm sure I've done it 1,000 times since Brian brought this up to me, but this is the first time I was aware of it happening as it happened. Speaking of things happening, man, it has been a very busy Friday for me. I am packing this episode in a 4 or 5 minute break before my next call. Definitely at a point today where I'm like, gosh, all these can gash. Cause I'm from wherever people who say gash are from, but gash, all these consulting clients, don't they understand that I have a games app to be working on? No, I love my clients. I really do. It's so kind of them that they, want to work with me and whatnot. I was talking to a client today about the challenge of client work, chiefly that when you're, I don't have to prospect that often, which is a gift. It's a kindness. I have enough clients and I have a good amount of word of mouth. So a lot of times I don't have to do prospecting, but whenever I do, that time is tricky. And this is true for anybody who does any kind of work of my sort. That's unpaid work, right? Like the work I'm doing where somebody's paying me is very different from the work I'm doing where they're, it's taking my time, but I'm not getting paid. And this was a meeting today where I had a client, I have a potential client, and they were a referral and they loved our first meeting. They said, we're going to let you know by the end of the day today. And then I wrote back a few days later, like, we still need more time, but can we do another call in the meantime? And that call was today. And then and 1 minute into that call, one of the two key stakeholders was like, oh my gosh, I have to jump on another call. I'll be back. And that person never came back, but it was still a good call with the other person. But I was trying to be clear, like, hey, I want to be helpful. I want to get this done. This will be a nice opportunity for both of us to work together. But let's not keep doing free calls. And then near the end, it was like, hey, he was saying, I have some more questions that I'd like to put to you about this and this. And I'm like, great. As soon as you get your budget approved and we get this locked in, I'll be happy to go deep on all those things. And that's a tough spot to be in, right? I've had a friend who was like, hey, I need your consulting help. You helped me before on a consulting basis, and now we have some more questions. I'm like, right, but we're not under contract right now. He's like, yeah, I know. Let's, if you can help us with these things, then maybe we can, re-engage with you. And that's delicate. Cause no, right? Like if you want my help, you're going to pay me. And I ended up doing a half hour call with him that I knew would be a lead into getting the call. And he's like, great, we'll start our new statement of work for next week. And I was like, okay, but I'm going to include this half hour is actually an hour. I'm going to include this hour call on your first statement. He's like, okay, that's fair. And of course it's fair. It's my time. All I can charge for is my time. I don't have a job. I just have this. Anyway, make sure you, subscribe to Lex's Games, go to Lex.games. If you want to be in the test flight, you let me know at some point because, I'm going to probably start sharing that maybe end of next week, maybe 2 weeks. We'll see. Happy Friday, happy weekend. You are the greatest. I hope you learned so much on this show. What the heck am I talking about?
Lex.